Wisconsin Democrats held their annual convention over the weekend, and affordability was front and center. It's Monday, June 15th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, U.S. Senate Republicans slipped an amendment into a wildfire bill that would end protections for millions of acres of roadless areas on national forest land. And We Energies and a pair of data center developers are asking state regulators to loosen financial rules intended to protect local ratepayers.
Most Wisconsinites are very familiar with having to pass a credit check, having to pay fees if they're not able to do so.
Stay with us.
I'm Pam Schwartzbach. My husband, Troy Cuttrey, and I are the owners of Hive of Madison. Hive of Madison is an outdoor lifestyle and boutique here in Madison, Wisconsin.
It is very frequent that we hear from customers.
We heard you on public radio today.
More than any other thing that we do to promote our business, it is public radio that we hear our customers thanking us for.
We find that public radio definitely resonates with our customer.
Learn more about business sponsorship at wpr.org/sponsor.
Wisconsin Democrats held their annual convention this weekend, where the focus was on this fall's elections. Candidates for offices up and down the ballot made the case for making Wisconsin more affordable. And the seven Democrats running for governor also pitched themselves as able to beat the presumptive Republican nominee, U.S. Congressman Tom Tiffany. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez referred to Tiffany's previous job supervising a dam.
Wisconsin Democrats, if you want to beat this damn man, I am damn sure I am the proven winner who is ready to do it.
The candidates linked Tiffany to President Donald Trump, and many also said they would push back against Trump's White House if elected. The Democratic primary takes place on August 11th. U.S. Senate Republicans have slipped an amendment into a wildfire bill that would end protections for millions of acres of roadless areas on national forest land. As Danielle Kading reports, that would affect the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest.
A Senate committee added a repeal of the roadless rule to a bill aimed at addressing wildfire threats. It now heads to the full Senate. Republicans argue the rule increases wildfire risk and limits economic development. Since 2001, it's prevented logging and road construction on roughly 30% of national forest lands, including 69,000 acres in Wisconsin. Former Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest Supervisor Paul Strong says rescinding the rule wouldn't accomplish much.
Even if roads were put into those areas, it wouldn't be a noticeable change that would say, yeah, we've just reduced fire risk significantly. That would almost be laughable.
Democrats called the repeal a poison pill that blows up bipartisan efforts to address wildfire threats. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A deputy with the Dodge County Sheriff's Office was shot last night, leading to a shelter-in-place order. The incident started just before 7 last night, when deputies were called to the River Run Dog Park in the town of Elba for reports of a person causing a disturbance and displaying threatening behavior. That's all according to the sheriff's office. When deputies arrived on scene, that person shot one of the deputies, leading to that shelter-in-place order being issued. The man retreated to his car while additional law enforcement officers showed up to help the injured deputy and secure the scene. That deputy was taken to UW Hospital in Madison for treatment of his injuries. He was released early this morning. That suspect was later found dead inside of their vehicle, and a handgun was reportedly recovered nearby. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says that shelter-in-place order has been lifted, and there is no active threat to the community this morning. We Energies and a pair of data center developers are asking state regulators to loosen financial protections included in a new special rate structure for data centers. They asked the Public Service Commission to amend part of a recent decision related to how large energy users provide financial backing for projects. We Energies, Vantage Data Centers, and Cloverleaf Infrastructure filed that request this week. They want to lower the amount of money data center operators would need to put up for collateral on projects when they don't meet the highest credit rating thresholds. Cassie Steiner is with the Sierra Club's Wisconsin chapter.
Most Wisconsinites are very familiar with having to pass a credit check, having to pay fees if they're not able to do so, and it makes sense to ask billionaire tech companies to do the same.
But We Energy says the rules could make it harder for companies to invest in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is taking up an appeal of a case claiming the state's 8 congressional districts are gerrymandered. But Rich Kramer reports a legal expert said it's too late for a new map to be put in place before the November election.
The court said it will consider the appeal from national Democratic firm Elias Law Group. Their suit was dismissed earlier this year by a panel of 3 county judges who said they didn't have authority to overturn the congressional map. Brennan Goddard is an attorney with the State Democracy Research Initiative at UW-Madison. She says the court will likely focus on whether the case can proceed rather than Elias's broader claims about the map.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court would be deciding whether to overrule itself. Then it might still send the cases back to the trial courts.
The Supreme Court's majority accepted a different congressional map appeal in May. With less than 5 months until the midterm, Goddard says it's too late for a new map to be put in place. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Wisconsin's egg production has been cut in half in just the last 12 months. So what's driving the decline, and can it be reversed? Stay with us.
When you're online, visit WPR.org. You'll find news headlines from WPR and NPR and feature stories about arts, culture, music, and politics. Explore our live audio streams, links to program information, or check out upcoming events in your area. WPR.org. We're not just on your radio.
And finally, Wisconsin's egg production has been cut in half over the last year, according to the latest data. As Hope Kerwin reports, farms have been hit hard by repeated avian flu outbreaks and higher expenses.
Federal data shows both the number of eggs produced and the number of laying hens in the state were down more than 50% in April compared to a year ago. These numbers first fell dramatically last September when Daybreak Foods Farm in Jefferson County was hit by avian flu and culled more than 3 million birds. Additional outbreaks earlier this year caused numbers to plummet again. Ron Kane works with the poultry industry as a specialist for the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Division of Extension. He says it can take up to 2 years for a farm to recover from avian flu. Producers have to sanitize their facility and wait for new hens to be hatched.
The hatcheries can only produce so many new chicks, you know, each month.
He says egg prices have also fallen this year, at the same time that farms are facing higher costs for items like feed and fuel. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And let's get a quick check of your forecast in here before letting you go for the day. High temps only getting into the 70s across Wisconsin today. For the most part, it should stay dry, but there's a slight chance for a little bit of drizzle later on in very northern Wisconsin. Overnight, we could see some isolated light showers, otherwise cloudy with lows down into the 50s. That'll do it for this Monday. Thank you so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and welcome back to our producer, Courtney Everett. She had the week off last week, but we're so glad to have her back today. Don't forget to leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening right now. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.